bored, at least with Lil Nas X, because I know that song he had. I even like that song, to be honest, because I like fucking horses and fucking being a cowboy. But then they're like, oh, this nigga's gay. He was talking about riding dick.
Right.
I'm like, how'd you get that? Because I didn't get that feeling. But like, now that he's gay, you just he was riding dick.
Mm-hmm. I'll take my horse like that's what he was talking about?
Ugh. But now, like, once all the kids like him, then this fool done came out with that little fucking weird-ass picture and shit. And the devil shit. And fucking giving the devil a lap dance. And
that was creepy.
It's like he straight came out gay once he got the fan base. Mm-hmm. He came out like nobody else.
Right. He even, like, made a registry for that little picture, you know?
A baby registry?
Yes. Like, not for, like, baby stuff, but, like, to, like, donate to, like, all these different charities.
Send him some diapers and stuff?
No, and it's donate crazy to different charities.
When I first seen that video, when I seen that picture, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I started Googling that shit. And it was just like the, at least what I read, said that the lady, his PR or somebody that deals with his shit, was like, yeah, this album is your fucking baby. And like, you people say that shit with things all the time, like this business is my baby, right, or whatever. And mm-hmm. she was like, you might as well just take some paternity pictures then.
Right.
And then they fucking did it. It's like, the album's your baby. It's coming out. That's when your baby's due. And it's like, I get the concept.
Yeah, crazy, but I mean, he like took it like literal. Like, let me get this. Like, Angelia has seen it on TikTok and she was like, what is this? She was so confused.
Damn. What?
It's going down.
Did you get it out?
To the later.
Alright.
Kids.
I told them niggas to wear socks when they was getting ready to leave.
See? Hard headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just let them. Alright, nigga, you don't want to listen? Fuck it. I'm not about to sit here and argue with you and beat your ass to put on those socks, nigga.
Make your own damn decisions, then. Whatever. You want to live on the wild side?
Yeah, you'll learn.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Kids, they gonna learn to listen to us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For real.
How y'all been doing with kids back in school?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah. It really has, because I've been having like peace and quiet. Mm. Like, I don't have to worry about keep cleaning up. Like, it's been great.
Yeah. Same shit, because I've been at home often, nigga. I would not be. If they was there, I'd be finding shit, dude. I mean, fuck this, y'all. We gotta find a babysitter.
Man, kids be driving me crazy, bro. They wanna leave shit clean, man. That's my biggest struggle with their ass. Like, put it back.
You know, they just leave it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You open the wrapper, throw it in the trash.
Right. They wanna throw it on the floor.
Decorating the house with bullshit.
And then they're just too noisy. Like, Jay Sean is the only quiet one.
Yeah.
Because he don't want to be bothered. That's what I like.
Caden Lau, he be playing Fortnite, riding his hoverboard at the same time, talking shit to friends on there, playing.
That's hilarious.
Or they yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm. I just was doing that shit.
I heard him yesterday when Angelia and Kylie. I heard him in the background just talking shit.
Oh, that's funny. Dustin's son is hilarious, my nigga. Look, check this out, y'all. We got play a birthday, nigga. Play a birthday coming out. My nigga, deep money getting old on niggas. What up, Kev? What up, motherfucker? Yeah, today is my dad's birthday, which is funny. And then yesterday was my little nephew's birthday, EJ. Mm-hmm. And then my son's birthday was like Wednesday or something. Your Sean's.
Somebody else's too. I think I can't remember right now, but
oh yeah, my dad.
There's another one.
Oh, my other
Dino
dad.
And Jimmy's was this month, yep. And then yeah, Jay Sean, mine. I know Jovan. I always remember his because we grew up together. Yeah. Stefan's birthday is the same day as Caden's on the 4th.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of September, so that means that everybody was just fucking for New Year's back then.
Right. It's like, yep.
Party babies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was pregnant, getting pregnant on New Year's.
That's funny as hell, nigga. Yeah, nigga, man. Hella birthdays, man. It's going down. So what you gonna do, D? What you got planned for your birthday, man? You going to the Bahamas and shit?
I ain't got nothing planned.
I'm about to enjoy myself in every sense of that fucking statement.
I'm gonna find something. Because I told Eric that we'll do something, but I don't know. Even if we just run back up to the casino or something, I'll figure something out. It might even be next month, shit. I don't know.
So go fishing and shit. Like, I've been gone, y'all. For real. Nah, that'll be dope, man. Whatever you want to do, let me know, man. Shit. Fuck around. I need to get my ass out. Especially now that I'm back working and shit. I don't like it.
Yeah. So I don't like it.
I don't like it. What up, Kev? What you doing, man? What you got going on, nigga? What you finna do? You finna start a new car? I need a new car, nigga. I can't wait. I just don't know what to do because I like my car, man. But see, this is the shit I always run into. You know what I'm saying? I don't be wanting to let the shit go. But the last time I let that shit go, I got a way better car. So I might just be like, yeah. Somebody come get it. 500. But you gonna need a tow truck.
What I've been hearing though is it might be a good time because your shit could get fixed, you know? Yeah. But there ain't no new cars. There ain't many cars to be bought right now.
That's true.
Because of whatever shortage on them chips or whatever. Same with semi trucks. Some companies got thousands of their trucks parked waiting on that chip or whatever the fuck to finish.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I mean, the shit that I want, yeah, it's scarce, nigga. I can't find nothing. Nothing.
I think people are holding on to their stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know. And then I heard, too, like, the banks ain't really trying to give out loans, though, right now.
Banks ain't trying to give out loans? I ain't trying to use no loan.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, if people are trying to buy a car or buy a house.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're being stingy with the money.
Yeah, they said they're cutting people's credit cards off and stuff. Damn. Like lowering the limits.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So that means it's about to go down.
Yeah.
Something's changing.
Yeah, it's about to go down.
To the depression, finally. They've been holding that shit off for a long time.
It has to happen.
It has to. That's why they didn't renew, you know, the stimulus and all that stuff. They gotta let it happen.
Yeah, let it happen, man. The hungry motherfuckers that wanna stay hungry, they gonna be hungry. The niggas who's willing to get up out here and get it in, they gonna get it in. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm looking for a 26-foot box truck so I can start my company. Still looking for the right $750. Shit, nigga. I see you, nigga. Yeah, you need a fucking 750 with your long ass legs, my nigga. 716. Shit. Yeah, so what you about to do? My cousin's talking that same shit, man.
Who's that, Kevin?
Yeah, Kev. Like, everybody
it's hot right now, I heard, for them box trucks or the Sprinter van.
Sprinter van.
So I guess just the home delivery kind of lame.
I almost did some shit. He said, I'm always hungry. I'm a fat kid. This nigga tell me what's going down, man. Nigga's hungry. I'm hungry too, bro. Shit. But shit, I couldn't do it, man, because I fucking, my damn driving record is terrible. The nigga was like, nah, nigga. But I'm working for him, though, not that nigga. Get your ass out of here. All that reckless driving. I have done some fucked up shit.
That's how you have to do it, though, is just do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because your own company ain't going to tell you can't drive.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. It was cool because I wanted to get a taste of it, but I guess I did already doing that other shit, so.
Your insurance is just going to be high, though.
Yeah.
That's why I have to have insurance. It's not responsible on the road.
That shit back to fucking $2,100 a month.
Kev used to always tell me too, like, man, you gotta slow down, Johnny. You gotta slow down, man. You supposed to bang, nigga. Slow, you know, slow with the beats and shit. I'm like, nigga, like, I'm sliding. I got to go. But see, that just probably came from me getting shot in the car. You know, I just be trying to get through, man.
You was driving fast before that.
I was. Yeah. But not like I do now.
Remember we ran into a tree. He knocked the tree over with the cutlass.
Damn. Yeah, it was funny. By that Kohl's right there. Yeah, because I was like...
By a rapper?
King of Supers.
On a rapper?
Nah, Hampton Inn Tower.
Oh, okay.
We was like coming from her house or some shit from that way, though. Mm-hmm. And going across, and I was turning like in front of the King Supers and shit. And I was just like, you know, I like to be sliding and shit like, skrrr. You know, it was a little wetter, dude, nigga, yeah.
Yeah, then like, he just pulled off. I was like,
knocked the tree down and shit. I was like, oh shit, let me check my rims because I thought I might have busted one of the tires and shit. Uh-huh. And the wheels was cool, so I was like, skirt.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, what the hell did I get myself into?
I know it was going to go for like a month or some shit.
That one over there at that King Supers down the street, I knocked that pole down. That light pole.
For real?
I knocked it down in Monte Carlo. Oh, that shit was total.
She was sliding.
I was just going too fast, and somebody turned from the opposite, because it's a median, and they came from the far side, so they had to cross the other side of traffic and then get into those couple lanes of traffic. And they turned into the far one at first, and they supposed to turn into the inside lane. Mm-hmm. And so I got over, and they got over when I was getting over. And I had to slam on my brakes, and it just kept going. So I hit that pole, and it was a smoker that I knew that did it, that jumped in front of me.
Fuck. And mad as hell.
And I'm like, I know you can't pay for this shit, bitch. Right. I just fucking limped this car back to the garage for the police come.
You feel me? Fuck. Yeah, I fucking...
Were you scared, though?
Like, was I scared when I hit it?
Mm-hmm. Like, when you knew not that you couldn't stop.
That I was gonna hit it, hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been scared as shit, like...
Yeah, I was like, fuck, it's over. I knew it.
Kev be driving smooth. Ooh. I seen him burn rubber and shit before. You know, but for the most part, that nigga. Wah, bah, 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 bah. You know what I'm saying? You know that nigga on the way.
Because you want people to see it.
Yeah, I wish I was there. Brittany, I was going to make some fucking buffalo shrimp, nigga. And I didn't because your ass wasn't here. Psych, I'm lazy. What's up, Bree? How's the little baby doing? Jazz, what's up, girl? The hell y'all doing? Tell that nigga LJ I said what up. Clifford, what it do, man? When the folks find out you're fruity, they promote your success. Ah, man.
I agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Because you can't not. What you going to say? Damn. What you going to say publicly against somebody that's doing some shit right. like that? Because then you going to be the that's wrong one. That. They got it like that now. Like, yep. You can't say nothing about nobody.
They're not.
They're like, yeah, we're going to keep throwing this shit in y'all face. And we got it to where if y'all say something, y'all cancel too.
Yep.
Like, right. That's why I can't say nothing. I don't post nothing on my page
because
I want them to cancel my business.
I keep posting the bullshit. Like, I stay doing it just on the stories. I'll put as much propaganda, fucking whatever. I don't give a fuck because all I see is propaganda going the other way.
The Cliff nigga. You think they abusing their power? The gang niggas? You think they abusing their power? Or the ALLG, let me talk right.
See, right, see how they got you?
Yeah. Like, let me talk. Call them by their proper name.
The power's already on me. Yeah. Shit.
Or otherwise, you're insensitive.
That's funny, see? That just happened right in front of us. Y'all know I don't give a shit.
I ain't never seen one. I never heard of, like, I heard all kind of birth defects and shit, and, like, people being born with a little tail and shit. Like, I never heard of no chick being born with a dick.
Me neither.
Why? I'm not saying it hasn't happened. Or is that a transsexual?
You talking about somebody you know? Or are you saying
no? I just never have heard of it. Like, oh, this little girl was born with a penis somewhere else or something too. Like they got both. I really never. I've heard of it, but I.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult, I really don't think I truthfully.
You think they applying that to the girls with the big old clits?
Yeah.
You think that's what that is? Because if you don't, I think if you don't have balls, because I think the dick is probably some clit shit.
It probably, yeah, I think it came from that or something, or like that's what.
Because the way them big ones was looking, Tysha was showing me some
it
shit.
It did look like it.
What the fuck? I was like, you better put that away. God damn it. We ain't doing shit.
Right, like that was
another dick in here.
That would be weird. Like if it's like this big, like
you feel me? Like hey man,
and then you just like go, you know, you got to like, you know, like, eat her out, like you know.
You down there sucking dick?
But didn't they say back in the day like Sierra was that?
Yeah,
like
they did say that. I remember that. And wasn't she with Russell Westbrook so gay ass?
Was she with him?
Wasn't they together?
I don't know.
Sierra?
Or who was Sierra with when we were like, not even, like, I won't say too long ago. I'm about to look it up. I could bet money.
She might have. She's been with a couple people, though.
You can still make it. She's doing okay. Good, good. Nah, I ain't going to make it. I may make it next time. What did I miss? Destiny again? Yes. That nigga birthday coming. Sometimes I feel they do for sure.
What
they
is
they
her name?
They want everybody gay, man. They want the girls. Girls with the girls, the boys with the boys.
I'm going to just look him up then.
I think that shit's with the football player.
That Westbrook shit is tripping me out. My nigga, why do you keep doing that?
Oh, that's the football player. That's not the same.
That's not the same dude? Oh, because no, that's the basketball
player. Yeah.
Westbrook.
Yeah.
Okay, she said, let me talk right. Yeah, no, I gotta say the right shit now. Because I'm seeing. They got some power, but is they abusing their power? What do we do with people who abuse their power? What should we do? Should we cancel the LGBT community? It's more of us than it is them.
I don't know. I heard
think they should go
guy.
Back in the closet, kind of.
Yeah. I heard this gay guy, he say, you know, like, he doesn't understand, like, why people get so mad. Or, like, the gay community gets so mad, you know, when people get mad about them speaking about their sexual life. He was like, it should be private. Like, why do we have to hide
that?
With
anybody.
Yeah, with Thank anybody. You. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
And it used
we
to
could
be.
Still live in our truth. Yeah. And this is a gay guy saying this. Like, we could still live in our truth. We don't have to speak about our sexual, you know, preferences. Like,
James, no, we went to the fucking Pride Fest when I was at that school. We went down there just so that we could all link up because I was so far away. They've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But day-to-day life, you're not going to show up to work and it's just going to be some fucking, like, super...
No.
Flamboyant gay person or
hell,
you know, it's just never been that way, but also ain't too many dudes just walking around like swinging their dicks out and all that. Like, it's all come down to sexuality, and it just seemed like it's just a trend now that it's just like cooler to be gay, so it's like you gotta show it.
Yeah,
it's cool to be gay, so I need to show you I'm gay. I need to make sure you know, because this is the coolest shit in the world right now, and I'm part of it.
What the fuck?
That's what it seemed like.
He said,
there's always been gay people since forever.
Mm-hmm.
Real
and
shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but I don't believe a lot of people are gay now.
Right. That's what I said about Lil Nas X. I was like,
they just want attention.
Somebody
paid him. I don't give a fuck what people do behind closed doors. Just don't glamorize this shit to the kids. Thank you, Kim. Shit. Bree said, when they was trying to make Raven Simone play a lesbian on her show, what? See, I used to like Raven's ass. She's too bad, nigga.
She went crazy.
Just fell off one day. It was just one day I was just watching. I'm just like, you know what? I don't think I like you. She ain't what I thought. Yeah. When we was kids, you was cute, girl. You grew up like, ugh.
Yeah.
She said, now we all know that the character she plays is boy crazy. Disney is doing way too much now. That's true. She
Disney came from fucking mind control, though. That's how that shit started.
Mm-hmm.
See what you could put in the minds of people and get away with and shit. That's how Disney fucking came about. Walt Disney was a fucking Nazi.
Oh, shit. Is this true?
Think shit that changes? Hell yeah, it's true.
I think
Look
I heard
up.
Some wild shit about Mickey Mouse or something, though. But I can't remember. Right
that
now.
Shit, Disney started coming out with all them cartoons and shit back like in them MK Ultra days and shit. Like, see how we could control people's minds and what we could put in here subliminally that makes people grow up and had us in their head and Then you look at the Walt Disney fucking dude. Cartoons. And he was a fucking Nazi. Like, them fools was going to all the fucking, I don't know what they'd be called, like, fundraiser kind of things and donating money and all that to the fucking Nazi parties. And
he was, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That the shit, kids would make shit seem sweet. Like, they could put it on TV and package it a certain way, and the motherfuckers is back behind the scenes with ill intentions.
That's that shit. That's like Michael Jordan putting in on prisons. Putting in on the prison system. Y'all niggas is killing and robbing for them damn J's. And he's profiting off of your stupid decisions.
Both ways.
Right, both
ways. I'm gonna get money off both y'all niggas.
Yeah, if you happen to get caught, nigga, before you get enough money to buy my shoes, nigga, I'm still gonna get paid.
Right.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded, man. Damn. Hold on, Jazzy. I don't care about what they do or if they're gay. Just stop trying to push it on the kids and every kid shows music, etc. Oh, right. There's a lot of dark Disney secrets in those old movies.
Yeah, you won't even know, but your brain caught it. Your subconscious catches it, and your conscious mind will never realize it. But it's there, just as simple as it is to fucking breathe, and you don't think about it.
Right. Because you're watching this shit. Especially the movies we used to watch over and over and over.
And all
over
kids and over. Watch movies over and over and over and,
you
and
know,
over again.
They said that's because, you know, you be into spiritual.
Repetition.
The repetition shit. I was literally just watching that. They were like, this lady was saying she don't listen to certain songs because when you're constantly repeating it, it's like it's a ritual. Like you're basically, you know. Yep.
Exactly.
I don't know how to explain this, but
it's 100%. What is it? Trauma, repetition, and symbols is what programs the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. That's why you could learn shit in school. They put in song form.
It's easier to remember,
Repetition, and you get it. And you never forget.
That's how my mom taught me my address back in the day.
The song.
With a song.
It's easy to remember. This nigga Kev, he said, I'm trying to raise men, bro. I don't even want my daughters to be gay.
Real shit.
Man, do you feel me? Real talk. I want my daughters to bring some strong young men to the unit. You know what I'm saying? Some sensible little niggas who can become wise men. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my daughter. You know, I ain't going to reject that shit when it come. I ain't probably ain't going to like it still. But, you know, if it's the right little nigga, fuck it.
I feel like, if you're a woman and you're gay, it's more acceptable, though.
It is.
Men like that more.
You know, boo-boo involved.
Unless it's your daughter, of course. Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Unless it's that two-cup shit.
Ew. Oh, my God. Why would you bring that?
I threw up the first time I seen that shit. That shit fucked me up.
You saw it twice?
First time I seen it, because I watched it again.
Where I was like, how many times you watch it? I can only watch that shit once, and it was by mistake.
Because I was like, because, you know, some shit, I can, you know.
That was back when, though, it would be like, like Rotten.com.
Oh, my God, I used to go check it out.
You had to go see it.
They have the craziest stuff on there. Like,
oh, man, it's probably nothing to me now, though. I probably should go on there and look. Because I was thinking about that shit a couple weeks ago.
Is this still
what
I was looking at?
I know, I'm like,
it don't seem that bad now, but as an elementary school kid looking like, God damn, this nigga got his head cut off. This fool just jumped out of the building.
The one I'll never forget was the fucking shotgun where he blew his head off with the shotgun. He was sitting down.
My God. I saw someone get ran over.
The guy was like,
oh, their head is like split open. Like,
oh, I think I saw that too.
I bet that shit all came from like little stuff on the dark web, because it's always been there, the dark web.
All that and selling kids and shit.
Yeah, and they just take shit off of there, because who else is going to put it? You're not going to just find it on Google.
Right. Don't you think
but
it's
they
crazy?
They had a collection of fucking files. They had a big collection of shit on that website back when the internet first came out.
Right, that's true. That is true. That stuff was already going around.
Now they got shit. You just could get on there and watch somebody kill a kid. You could tell them how to kill the kid on tape. Right there, live stream.
Don't you think it's crazy though, like on these social media platforms now, like how they was allowing us to see all that, like getting people getting killed, like shot and all this, but now all of a sudden they want to censor everything. Like they made it okay though, like they put it in our minds where we're like you said, you'll go on there now, like
we even know I'm a
not even gonna text you.
There was an Illuminati episode on SpongeBob. For real, Jazz? Tasha was the one who told me about that crazy website. Yeah, that shit, nigga.
I used to be on there like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that shit was some sick shit.
Yeah, I tried that dark web shit, and I wasn't seeing too much shit. Because you got to have, like, that long-ass website address, and they're all crazy and all that shit.
Okay.
But I seen one where it was, like, these fucking weird-ass puppet-looking characters, right? Like, they put on costumes with the big-ass furry heads and shit, yeah. And they look all friendly. They had, like, the Mickey Mouse gloves on.
Yeah.
And they just had this fool, like, eating some soup, right? And they was standing behind him. This fool was eating soup, and he was, like, crying and shit, and snot running down his nose and shit. It looked scary, though, just because the fucking characters in the back was all friendly-looking and shit. It looked scary. But what they did was they took him and his girlfriend and cooked his girlfriend and made him eat her. Oh, that's what he was eating. Oh, on the thing, I was like, nah, I'm good. Fuck that. I don't want to venture further.
A different country or some shit here?
Who knows? Because people be getting kidnapped and shit, and then they fucking you don't know who of them people showed up on the fucking dark web.
Yeah, right.
I done read books about that shit where, like, it was a fictitious book. It was one of them Jack Reacher books. You remember Jack Reacher? You never seen the movies with Tom Cruise?
I don't think so.
But they had a book. It was like this place, and they was on the dark web too. They was advertising basically like they'll let you commit suicide there. And they could even provide you with medication and shit so that you could just do it peacefully. Because there do be people that want to commit suicide. And so they was coming out to this small ass country town. And they had, like, some shit. They had a veterinary place or something where they could get the drugs that would kill you. And people was agreeing to it. They would come and pay, like, 10 bands to commit suicide peacefully there at your farm. But as soon as they got there, it's a book. As soon as they got there, these fools had a big-ass barn and shit. And they would just... Like, once they got there, them people want to die anyway, but they want to die peacefully. Instead, they was live streaming them killing them, and, like, the highest bidder get to say how they die.
Oh, damn.
That shit was crazy as fuck.
God damn, nigga.
But that's what's on there, like, real life.
Now,
that's why we got like, moving groups out here.
Real life, yeah. Motherfuckers will snatch your kid up and... Yeah.
Can't you choose, like, to...
I don't know if you can hear, but there
I
are
thought
places.
One of those celebrities did that.
It might be like that Dr. Jekyll shit or whatever they call it. Like, because there was a while back, it was the fool was going around and killing people, like euthanizing them. But they wanted to. They was all in the hospital. They was all sick. They knew they was dying. They just wanted to leave now instead of sitting there suffering. But I don't know if it's legal now or not.
I have heard of something like that. I don't know if it was a show or something, but yeah. Where this nigga was like injecting people with shit.
Yeah.
Or something. Heard of something, but y'all niggas, man. Suicide? I thought about suicide one time when I was in the hospital. Nigga, when I couldn't fucking move, my nigga. But you know what? I couldn't commit suicide.
That's all fucked up.
That's how I knew I was in trouble. Mm-hmm. When I realized, like, there's a problem I can't do shit about. And I'm like, all right, I'll just escape this shit. Like, how though? What, you gonna fall off the bed? You can't even do that.
Right. You can't even make yourself
break
move
your neck. Hope your neck break. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, cuz it was just, I could not fucking believe, nigga. So I could see somebody being in that space. Mm-hmm. Like, the change was too fast. Father gradually became paralyzed, you know, over a couple of weeks or something. You know what I'm saying? That would have been a little better for me. But nigga, one day we hooping, the next day, nothing. That shit fucked my shit up.
That should change your whole life. Like, this is nothing in the past matters no more. Like, I got this pressing issue. That's how I feel every time I get arrested, nigga. I'd be like, nothing else matters no more. Nothing matters that I've ever done in the past. Like, I don't got no kids. I don't got family no more.
Right. I was supposed to go pick up this fucking these groceries later. None of that. And then you better focus on this shit in front of you.
Yep. Real talk. That shit was rough, man. So I can see that.
Battling your mind. That's a hard thing. Especially you're just sitting there in the bed, like, and you can't move. Like,
think about
and then in jail, you sitting in the cell and you can't do shit, like, except for like when they tell you to do.
That's the shit I don't like.
Then they take all the stuff for you to commit suicide, so you really gotta sit there and be like, damn, I done fucked up.
Basically, paralyzed socially, shit.
Yeah. Right, like,
nigga, I don't know, bruh. But yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I don't think I would, like, as far as now, I don't know. I don't think nothing can make me feel like I want to commit suicide.
Nah, I'll go live under a bridge and forget all my problems for just find another way of living.
Real talk. I've already been broke and all that, so it's like, shit, it's not that bad. Honestly, it's easier when you got less shit.
Yeah.
Life is simpler. For real, for real. Take care of all these things, nigga.
Yeah. Worried about everything and all these bills and shit. That's why I say that's my ultimate goal, to like fucking have a ranch or something. Cause then you out of the way and all that shit of social shit starts falling down. Yeah. You don't give a fuck what you wearing. Nope. As long as it's serving its purpose. You don't care what nobody else is doing. You just out there surviving.
Isn't that what I say? That's what I want to do. That's my ultimate goal. I don't want to be around people.
I'm so glad you said that. I mean, I'm so glad Dustin said that. Because that's exactly what it was with them slippers.
Oh, my God. Don't even try to drag those damn slippers into this. It's not the same, right?
But it is, though, because you're like, oh, man, I do got to replace them then. Because everybody's seeing them. Right. But if they were serving their purpose, technically, shit, you really don't need to replace them.
That's exactly why he didn't replace them, because, you know, his soul of his foot wasn't... it was still protected from the shoe. It was just a toe.
My toes was exposed.
That's in the winter, it wasn't going to work out for you.
Cause this,
it wasn't serving the purpose.
But honestly, I think that's when it comes down to, though, like, can you really, like, live without all that shit that... you say makes you happy and shit?
I don't think you can until you're away from everybody.
It's hard.
It's hard battling in your head of like, people think this of me and, you know.
I swear, you know, I go through that battle all the time. I don't be caring what I wear and all this, but then I'd be like, oh, like, especially when you see like black people, that's the first thing they look at. Oh, what shoes she got on? Like, what kind of purse she got? Oh, I've been having my purse for like 10 years. It's serving its purpose, and that shit is like holding up. So I don't feel like I need to waste my money on all this shit. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that.
I feel the same way.
Like, I'm not trying to live for you. I'm trying to live for me. Like, and I want to be well off. Like, by the time you guys are 40, you're going to be trying to catch up to where we're going to be. Like, right. When we're 40. Like, you know?
Yeah. Because a lot of that shit we only be doing because of other people anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let's go to, you know, let's start a car club or so, let's do this, let's do, you know, it's like, would you really be doing all that shit if, like you said, if you got away from everybody, what the hell would you be doing then?
I think it goes back to the same shit with the gay shit, with the kids.
Really?
Because if,
they after them.
Say we was young and fucking Pintos was like the best shit going. Right, even if you didn't like it, you'll think you liked it after a while because that's what everybody likes. So you like, nah, nigga, I need a Pinto. That color is fucked up. That shit's ugly. What you doing driving in that? But instead, it was just reversed. Old schools and Cutlasses and shit was cool, and people talk shit about Pintos.
That's real talk.
So it was like, nah, you don't want no Pinto.
You don't want no Pinto, right?
And it's like, who said that?
Right, because somebody had them.
Somebody like them.
Because they was out there.
Yeah, somebody like them. Mm-hmm. But just how we grow up and what everybody else is doing, you kind of got to follow
suit. James
kind of
falls into that with his car.
That's why. I was about to go there. That's why I don't fuck with American cars and shit. Because we was all stuck in that shit. Cutlass, Caprice, Monte Carlo's my car. I'm going to get there. You know, so once I started going to the car shows and shit, And I'm saying, like, hold on, nigga, some cold ass shit out here.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Have you ever sat inside of a Mercedes Benz? You know what I'm saying? Like, 8. You know, I'm like, nigga, 10, 12. And after all that, we actually out here now, we can drive these cars. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, these Cuddies and shit's fast. I wonder how these Benzes and shit is, you know?
Yeah. These,
you know, I don't know. I think niggas just, like you said, Tahoes. That's all you see niggas riding around in. Catalyst, Caprices, and Regas, man.
That's why I don't want none of them.
I think it's a built-in thing with humans that you just want to fit in and be part of the group.
That's true. Because I bought a Tahoe. That was the first car I ever bought off a lot. It was the round one.
The one you crashed my Monte Carlo with. That motherfucker was strong.
Oh man, I crashed that motherfucker a lot. Nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I crashed it to death.
Literally. He blew up and everything. Car blew up.
I ran into a fucking transformer, like the electrical thing in his apartments. This is where you gotta know, my nigga. You gotta get your tires, bro. You gotta have good tires in the winter. This is what I learned my lesson. And I just kept putting it out. I'm like, and I got out there on some powdery ass shit. Man, I knew it too.
The transformer caught on fire.
Side of the car was burnt.
You said he had to jump out
the passenger side because I landed on the driver's side.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit was crazy as shit. That nigga Eddie and Tina's baby daddy and his cousin, they was living like across the street. They was like, nigga, you knocked out the power with your ass.
I was late for work.
That nigga was talking shit. That was you, nigga. I know, baby was mad at me. I fucked up. I knew it too. As soon as you know when that grip is gone. Yeah. Oh, nigga. I start going up into them trees and shit. I don't know how I missed the trees, but that transformer shit. Ooh, big old blue fucking arc or whatever that shit's called. That shit was crazy.
Damn.
Nigga, I was scared as shit. I must have dug out that passenger side so fucking fast. Like,
did you lose your phone?
Yeah, I lost my phone.
You said, fuck that phone.
Yeah. That shit was scary. I'd never seen an electrical explosion. That shit was right next to me. Like, man, that shit was crazy. Woo! Y'all niggas slow down in the snow, man.
And you had to leave the car there.
Hell yeah.
So did they charge you for the...
I don't really remember what happened. I know I paid some money, though. To somebody, I think. But they,
probably get your insurance company or something.
Yeah, I think I had to pay. Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. They took some money from me and shit. Little bitches.
Yeah, nigga, you knocked the power.
No, I fucked that shit up. It was bad, nigga. Embarrassing.
That probably took, like, a long time to fix.
Fuck yeah, it was winter. I ain't had no car. My nigga Kevin, shout out to my nigga Kev. He probably slid out. That nigga was helping a nigga out. Didn't you crash in the pole? Yeah, Jazza. Almost killed myself, nigga.
See, you see all these stories? Look.
My license is fucked up. I don't know why.
It wasn't a pole, though. Right.
They won't let me drive, but you hear all these goddamn crazy stories.
I know. There's ones worse than that.
Oh my god. This nigga thought he was in GTA and crashed through two cars.
Like, trying to get between them.
And like,
nah, they was trying to block me in, man. It was been
But you could still wait. Like, you, what you thought you was going to get away with that?
Hey, when I was I was in Utah and it was like a fucking traffic jam. Like, they were taking the lanes down into one eventually. But all the truck drivers on the CB radios, and they was talking shit. Because another truck was coming through, and like, you know, especially with a truck, you'll just fucking merge as soon as you get the chance.
Yeah, big ass
and
truck.
Just like, fuck, I just gotta sit. And then, you know, even in a car, some motherfuckers try to get to the front of it and then merge.
Yeah, that's
it. That truck driver, like, I'm getting in this lane right now. I bet you he don't get through. That fool just merged over into the fucking lane that was ending, and like, you're not going nowhere, nigga. We're gonna make sure you ain't going right. nowhere.
Them niggas is on radio, too. Yeah. Watching niggas, that's tight. I wish I could do that shit on the road. My nigga in the blue Mazda, speed up a little bit. I'm about to fuck this nigga. Yeah. keep go faster, my nigga. Fuck this nigga. I hate when niggas do that shit. I swear, like, you seen what was happening way back then. You just trying to be fucking...
I think part of me be like, damn, nigga, I wish I could be up there. But it's like, shit, everybody got to do the same shit. So you, so nigga be mad, like, man, you just going to fucking go and do that? You making my life harder.
Yeah, because you want to wait. You should have got up earlier, my nigga. You be in front of all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, God damn. That's funny.
Yeah, fuck them car crashes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's some fucked up shit.
I got in a car crash and it wasn't even my fault. I was sitting at the fucking light and I got hit.
In the back of you?
Yeah, like he hit. It was a 4-car crash. He was going that fast.
This little nigga was in his Camaro. I went up there and man, that Camaro was towed up. He must have been like smashing down Peoria towards the highway. Uh-huh. Coming from the Bellows. I mean, he had to have been like, wow, you know, on some wild shit just... And then, you know, that fucking lane, man, it gets backed up. Sometimes even to that light. Uh-huh. And nigga, he must have just couldn't stop fast enough. Because he knocked like a couple cars together.
That was like the third. Yeah.
Rashay did that shit in her Jeep. But it was only 2 cars. Yeah, she ran into the back of a Dodge Ram. And she fucked her car up. But then that Ram, like, hit another car that was... coming on the side, so his whole he had just bought that car too. He bought it in like Texas or something, and he had the plates on it, the paper plate.
Yeah.
He's like, dang, I just was bringing this car back from Texas, and the whole driver's side of that car was just like, it wasn't just scraped, but it wasn't super fucked up, but it was like, you know, that whole side needs replacing. There ain't no knocking those dents out. It was so many small. Yeah, that's what I said, nigga. I was asleep too, and I got a call like, and then like it was a month before she ran in the back of somebody. So I get this call and I'm like dead asleep, like what the fuck is going on? What? I'm like, man, is this shit real? Like, I'm in a fucking fog. It's like when you go to sleep early and wake. When you go to sleep and you wake up at like 6 o'clock in the evening, and it seems like it should be the next day, and it take you like an hour to fucking get out of it.
Yeah.
That's how it was. And she's like, "Oh, I just ran in. I just got in an accident, and my car is fucked."
Oh God.
I was like, "Oh fuck."
The car stints, man. It's just dangerous.
I don't know how my car didn't get fucked up.
Got it was that same one.
Mm-hmm. It only got a couple scratches. Then I hit the car in front of me. I was cussing the whole time. Like, what the motherfuck? I was so mad. Like, because I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
That shit hurt. The next day, I was hurt.
Car crashes hurt for sure.
I should have went
driving here now. I was out yesterday, like, at all different times of the day, and I-70 was like, or 225. I was sitting in traffic no matter what time it was. I was in traffic 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock at night. God damn.
All these foreigners.
There's never not traffic.
Never not traffic.
From out of town.
That's why that truck was perfect. Like, yes, go back to where you came from. Go back to California. Go back to Florida, whatever it says.
Texas. There was a nigga with a sign on his truck. I had to post that picture. It was funny as fuck. Said, go back to Texas. A big ass sign on the back of his truck.
Yeah, I think I seen when you posted it.
Yeah.
I'll take my ass to Texas in a heartbeat, nigga. I'll trade you.
I want to see what it's like down there, man. See what that land is looking like. How much does it cost?
So it's cheap. It's crazy. It's crazy how it looks, because different places look different. Like, it's so big, but
yeah,
it's a good feeling to me. Like, just being there is a good feeling. Mm. Just how it's, I don't know, I just get a good feeling about being there.
I like that.
You could fucking, the money I spent on that house, I could have got, I won't say twice as big of a house, but I'll say close to twice as much of a house on 40 acres.
with a lake in the backyard for the same price.
Damn.
That's Damn. Not, that's what I'd be like. That's the only way to make the dream happen, because in Colorado, where are you going to get some land for what you can afford and shit?
Yeah. Because all this land they got out around here, I'm sure they want that shit for industrial shit.
And I think people have been bought that land, and just now they're selling it. And you see signs up and stuff, because they know people are trying to build warehouses and
shopping
centers. Like they just sat on the land. And
I want me a 7-Eleven, y'all.
Yeah.
We going to start a GoFundMe and start us a 7-Eleven. Y'all want to do it? It's all these niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? See, I put the most money.
Because I was looking at Alabama. Like, I know that's like a weird ass state. Like, to
I
just
like Alabama too.
But, man, their houses are so nice for cheap too, just like Texas. And you could get like a house off the lake, just like he said. Like, for
that's what I want.
Probably what we paid when
I know
we first
a nigga
got
who
this.
Did that though. Ken.
You sure do.
Ken, he did that shit in Georgia. So it's definitely happening.
It's just I don't want to fuck around and go to the wrong town.
We gonna leave? I want to leave.
Like, you know, because then you might have some fucked up neighbors, like all these racist KKK people in your neighborhood.
Decided he's leaving.
Yeah,
the only reason he stayed is because the universe made him.
For real.
It's the only reason that nigga's here.
Until we tell you to go.
Already made his decision. Tasha, she wants to go too.
It don't even got to be Texas. Just somewhere where I could live more comfortably. Like, I don't feel comfortable doing all this shit to live a mediocre ass. Nah, I wouldn't even say mediocre, but I just feel like I should have more for what I'm paying for.
Okay. I agree. Because even the price it is, that's what I'm like, this dude that just bought the house across from us, I'm like, what the fuck? You pay what the fuck?
It's like, I'd be stupid to move to fucking San Francisco and buy a $1 million apartment.
Right, that's stupid.
You know, and I already got a house here.
Yeah,
I spend twice as much and get half as much space. Mm-hmm. Like, it just don't make sense.
Just to be able to say, I live in San Francisco.
Yeah, they said if you make $100,000 in San Francisco, you living in poverty.
Damn.
100 bands.
For real?
Apartments is like $6,000 a month for rent.
California.
For rent.
I was gonna say
no
California.
Parking spot, no garage, apartment, like
yeah, I was
condo.
Gonna say, they said California is expensive.
Dang.
That's why they come here and be like, oh, these prices is great.
They good here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
these prices
this
is good.
My nigga, is it really like that?
It's really
you can't
like
get it. Shit out here. Jasmine said, too many people in down Colorado when we go into town, traffic sucks. Nigga, yeah. These niggas they done moved out.
They moved out. A little further, yeah. And they still, so they probably cool when they there, but it's just not enough there right now. But then as soon as there's enough stuff there, they gonna deal with the same shit we dealing with over here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there ain't even enough stuff over here. She if said, you ask me, there's way too many people.
Our equity has already tripled, and these houses out here ain't nothing big. Yeah, y'all niggas at like a year, huh? Yeah. That's quick. See how quick that shit. You ain't even did that.
Yeah.
Well, LJ ain't gonna have to really. Well, no, he did actually.
He
put
did
that
the
porch
back, and he
he put
them rocks and shit. Did that landscape.
Yeah, and they did the solar.
They did the solar. Why the fuck they do that?
And nigga did the solar panels.
Cause then don't you gotta lease them?
Yeah, that's why we didn't do
that's
it.
That's a forever. Yeah, you don't even. You never have it. Like you never own it.
You don't own them.
Because when I was looking at houses, I was thinking like, okay, some with solar panels would be better because you're saving on electricity. Yeah, and then when she broke it down, she like, most of these, like it's rare to find one where it's just owned by the people because the solar companies will get you to lease it. Or like they're basically renting your space. Mm-hmm. You're renting space to them in a sense. And then when it's all over and done with, you still don't own the stuff that's on the house. Like, Andrea, she said that they had to cancel or terminate some contracts or something because in all the listings and stuff, it said the solar panels were owned. And once they went under contract and all that, they found out they weren't. So you can either buy them out from the people that own them or you could do the lease again.
But that's why we didn't do it. That's why we were like, I'm not about to.
Solar panels. She said, no, it's a 20-year lease.
Paying this forever.
Yeah, so when they sell it, the next people are going to have to sign the lease for the solar panels, too.
Mm. So what if you don't re-sign the lease? They come take the panels?
I don't know. I'm sure they would come.
Right. You just see someone
or just cut them off the grid at least. Probably. Them companies might not even care about coming and grabbing them. They just like, you ain't going to use them though.
Right. They would turn these things off. They remote control.
Yeah.
Look at Jazz using, look, talking about some equity and shit.
I see you, Jazz. That's what's up. That's what we like, nigga. That's the type of shit we want to talk about, nigga. Some real shit.
Shit, I need my shit to triple.
Especially on your house, boy. But that area, oh, yeah.
It got like 30 in these 3 months, so like 10 a month.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah, that's good.
That's possible.
I want to take our equity out, but shit. Then we're going to have to restart the lease. I mean, the mortgage terms.
I ain't like, touching that.
You got to be real strategic with dealing with shit, and they don't give us enough information to make informed decisions about shit, and it takes forever to get the information, and you know.
And money spins too fast.
And that shit do. Fuck. We're going way too fast for you. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
And that's the only reason why we didn't refinance, because then they said we will have to start the 30-year term over. Like, why would I do that? Like, yeah, I'm going to be paying less, but I have to start all the way over.
It seems like there's no way around that.
No, there ain't.
I'm like, what the fuck?
It's just more of a thing of, like, what you want to do, like, your long-term plan. Because if you only, like with me and that house, I kind of only bought it, I kind of bought the payment, the monthly payment.
Okay.
You know, because I don't plan on fucking staying there forever. Like, I'm definitely not about to be there 30 years. So, like, I just paid for the monthly payment because I know shit's getting worse and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you plan to stay, of course you wouldn't want to start that shit over. Like, Nana, she's had her house 26 years. But her house been paid off for like 15 of them years.
Awesome.
She ain't been had a mortgage in a long, long time. But that was her plan. Wait. Like, I'm going to keep this house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay it early or whatever, but I'm staying here. So,
right.
Then you, of course, you don't want to start no fucking 30-year loan over again.
Nigga, all I have to pay is taxes.
Well, because I'm like, we're halfway through. I'm almost halfway through.
Man, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Don't that shit? I'm like, that shit went by fast as fuck.
I'm like, we don't even owe that much.
That's why I'm telling you, bro.
Like,
that's
on why our
I'm
house.
Hard on the fucking coins, my nigga. Because I'm about to, one of these bitches is about to pay this.
Pay it off.
Right.
For real. Oh, God, it's coming. It's coming. But, you know, the job shit's cool because it keeps me busy and shit. I'm just sitting there looking at them damn charts all day, losing my mind.
Yeah. I ain't looked at them in so long from after I bought that truck. Just my. Should I be having the research and shit be involved in that type of shit?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even in the loop at this point.
Right. When you ready, man? I got a couple I've been looking at. This is one small one. They got this, whatever that thing is where they get the service. I guess they got to get it for themselves to prove that they're legit and all that. Another company comes in and vets all their shit.
Oh, like this audit?
Certain, yeah, audit. It was this dude, I've been watching this shit, and I'm like, he's like, so I don't think it's a scam. I'm looking like, y'all niggas don't know shit. I'm watching all y'all niggas for a long time before I, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if you don't start coming towards a penny, my nigga, you might have to watch out.
That shit is all, to me, it's all scary because it's always some government, and usually ours, trying to stop you. Like the one that I was making hella money off that exchange, where it's like each coin is 3x of what the original one is.
Yeah.
They cut me off. I haven't been on there for a couple months. I went on there to see how shit was doing, and they're like, nah, you need to verify your identity now. You need your phone number, and that shit is not for the United States anyway. So I'm like, shit, now I can't prove that I live in the UK.
Right.
So they like, nigga, you're not trading nothing. You could withdraw it, but I don't want to withdraw it because shit is kind of down right now.
Yeah, you never fucking
So I don't want to just take it out, but I can't sell it on there. I can't buy nothing. All I could do is convert it to USD and then transfer it over.
Oh my.
Like, I can't do nothing on that website no more. And that's how Binance got. You know, like, they had regular Binance, and then they sent emails out, like, we notice you're in the United States. You got 2 weeks, nigga, to withdraw your shit.
See, that's why I ain't fuck with podcasts. Bro.
The government, they just fuck us out, yeah. Fuck us out of it. Yeah. They want to stop us. Scary.
I want to be
seeing them. What's gonna last.
Yeah, right, real shit. Like, which one is it? And then they make their own shit. Like, come on, yeah. Man. Like, you know what I'm saying? What the kind of shit is that?
Give you the ultimatum.
Keep us from. Because there was a bank that just started letting you buy crypto through their accounts called Vast Bank.
Here?
I don't think it's in Colorado.
No, in the United States, though.
Yeah, in the United States. They let you do Cardano, Bitcoin, and another one, Ethereum, and maybe one more. But I was like, okay, shit. Let's do it, niggas. Yeah. I want the option on all my shit. You automatically buy $10 worth of this shit every day, nigga. So, every 3 days or some shit, you know? No matter the price. Some things you just want to keep buying, like Ethereum. I got to get my Ethereum game back strong. They got me, boy. I got trying to get on some bullshit, but you got to go through it so you know what not to do.
Yeah.
You got to go through it. You got
to go through it.
I'm sour because that shit
with everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Damn, we don't
been
through so much shit.
Too much shit.
You gotta bump your head on fucking everything 5 times before I start working.
Right.
Real talk. Man.
But that's what separates people. Some people get in it and bump their head once and be like, nah, fuck this.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like,
if you know there's something on the other side of that,
yeah.
Like, nah, I mean, I'm getting back in there. That's how
I feel with the business. Like, I done bumped my head so many times, like, goddamn, you know what? I'm about to just quit. Then yeah. I can't, because I want my freedom. Yeah. So I just can't.
Why did she cute, y'all? She done got her hair did. It looks nice,
Kylie
though.
Just took her braids like that out.
She looked like one of them girls.
Don't
out
I
the
put
picture.
Me on the...
girls out the picture.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel nice. Weird with it because you know, like, I don't be wearing weave, like, it's not my thing.
Yeah, thank God.
Does it feel weird, or
yeah,
do you just
it
feel
does,
weird?
It feels weird,
like, rubbing on you and shit.
Yeah, it just feels like I'm doing too much. Like, you know, I'm just not this type of person. Like, you know, I don't need all that,
but I will say this, y'all niggas, I don't know how y'all niggas that do have them weave girls because man, their hair is everywhere. Like, damn, I'm walking across the floor, it's like a strand on me, like,
on the carpet,
right off me.
In my bathroom, and the first part is carpet,
yeah,
and I be getting shit stuck between my toes and shit, nigga, like, what the fuck is this?
I know it ain't
my hair, nigga.
I tried to pick up all my hair, too, because I did it myself, but still.
It should be everywhere. It's like, impossible to get it all up. Yeah. The vacuum is not untangling strands out the strands of the right. Carpet.
And then you're going to fuck the vacuum up. Because that's what we have to do with my yarn. Like,
oh,
get it caught. Like,
yeah.
It's just like hair.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of chicks that constantly wear weave don't give a fuck about their bathroom or their house.
You're probably right.
Or they apartment, or they trailer, or wherever the fuck they
their trailer.
Leave at. For real.
And then he
you
said,
know that shit's everywhere.
And then he said
it's
installing.
Everywhere.
Like, installing. You know, like,
ain't that what it's called?
It is called, but it just sounds funny as fuck. Like,
yeah. Where, it should sound weird. People are like, oh, I'm just about to get my hair done. You're installing something on your body.
I'm about to install this weave.
That's fucking hilarious. This week's installment.
Yeah. I get it, like with those braids, Kylie had them because Rashay didn't want to have to do her hair for a while.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, because neither one of y'all don't need no weave. Right. But I could see the, because if it was just y'all's hair braided by itself, it's not going to last.
Right.
So I get that, but some people just, they feel like they need the weave to complete their look.
I don't want to.
I feel bad for those
exactly.
Things.
Like, I'd be feeling like I need my earrings. Like, that's how people feel with their, like, hair.
Yeah.
Or their eyelashes. So now they be thinking, like, they take their eyelashes off, they look weird. Well, that's because you wear them all the fucking time. Like, just wear it for a special occasion. You know, if you want to be all extra.
Right. I feel that.
You know?
It seems like a lot, like, even just wearing jewelry and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I ain't really got no chains and shit like that. Watches, I had a couple watches, but it's like, it just feels like I'm just, like...
Yeah, most of the time, these, like, especially women, we're more doing it for the other woman. Like, oh, she You know, like, we're really trying to impress them. It don't even be the men we're trying to impress now. It'd be the other women.
We don't even know about that stuff.
We don't have a clue what the fuck, man.
She's like, she got
the mink. The mink lashes.
The mink lashes. See, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. I just heard it.
From that little rodent? That little animal?
That's what it sounds like. Or are they just calling it mink because it feels soft or something?
I don't know if they're real mink. But damn, if y'all killing the animals just to get some eyelashes.
Bitches is evil.
This world's going to hell.
Look at Jazz. Man, that's lovely. Can't wait to buy a house outright. Oh, God.
That's
God, I think my internet fucking up, y'all. My shit ghetto as hell all weekend. My two older internet sucking up ass kids ain't even here. And it's still fucking up.
That's how mine be too, though. Honestly, I'd be like wanting to call, but it's not in my name. Or else I'd be calling like, what the fuck is going on here? I just paid the bill, so even if y'all got some bullshit restriction where you say it's unlimited and then it's cut down the speed.
It's never unlimited.
It's still, like, I should be on my new.
Yeah.
It should be refreshed.
Thank you. Why
is my phone taking all day to load a fucking reel off of Instagram?
Right. Real talk. And I shouldn't have to have fucking Wi-Fi. That's the thing that gets on my nerves about cell phones.
Yeah.
Like, why are we paying all this money? Especially out here.
Wi-Fi should be the backup, nigga.
They should have been built a tower or something here. This should have been since it started.
Right. Since niggas was living out here, there's been no phone service.
It seemed like either my house is getting that way, or more than likely my phone. Mm-hmm. Is that they like derating my phone that made me get a new one.
I feel like they do that.
I think that's what's happening to me too.
They're like, come back.
Sometimes it even has a lag, like no matter what app. Even, you know, when you go up and look at all the apps that are open, you go over to get to the next one, it'll be like a delay, like, and then you swipe over and it takes a half a second extra to,
yeah.
I'm like, they fucking on my phone, because it ain't never, why would it just now do that?
Thank you. And this phone ain't that old. My phone used to be brand new when I first got it. And I keep the out of box on this motherfucker.
Yeah, it never came off.
You feel me? So this shit is protected. You got a cell phone, a smartphone, Android, iPhone, whatever. You gotta have the out of box, man. It's gonna save you dollars.
Hell yeah.
Because they made it to where phones just break. Them Nokias, I done dropped that phone like thousands.
Snake phone. Shit was strong as fuck.
Me and Jasmine was just talking about that. Like, remember how we just knew like what buttons to push, but you had to push it 3 times. Like, what's it like? You had to get the.
I remember that.
The letter that you needed.
I remember that. That's funny.
I was with my mechanic the other day, looking at my talking about the radiator on my truck to replace it.
Yeah.
And he said back when he was driving and shit. They had the radiators where, like, you would take one core out at a time, and you could put one core back in. You didn't have to replace the whole radiator if you didn't want. It had, like, an O-ring on each end and snapped in.
Oh, okay.
And he said they stopped doing it because nobody was getting them fixed. They fixed it themselves, so they changed the design.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
That's some
bullshit. So you gotta take it to them, or at least buy, at very least, you gotta buy the whole thing instead of a piece.
That's some bullshit.
Like, they think about that, like, people ain't coming in for repairs. Mm-hmm. We need to
change that.
Make a design flaw.
Right. Yeah. Make them have to need us.
Or like they put the starter in the transmission case.
We sent me that picture. I was like, what the hell? How? It doesn't even hook to the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is it starting?
It's right up to the flywheel, on the inside.
Dude, I'll be pissed, nigga. I need to know what car that is.
Don't get it.
Ever. Like, what is the starter doing in here? And how is it not, like, ain't the transmission fluid?
Not in that middle part, because of the,
That's where it busts up to the engine.
Yeah,
that's where it busts up to. That's not to the. But still, man, it should get hot as hell in there, or something like that.
They did shit on purpose. They smart. They ain't stupid.
You need to be self sufficient, y'all.
Yeah.
Fuck these niggas. That's why we trying to fix.
I always be thinking about that though.
I'll be breaking shit though.
Like, if I want to live this life outside of, you know, all this society right now, like the city. Like, you have to be able to, you know, be self-sufficient, for real.
Yeah, if a bear approaches you, what are you going to do, type shit?
I'm going to shoot it. Like, what the hell else am I going to do? I'm not going to run.
Shit, when you out there, you probably be wanting a bear to approach you. Because that's some food.
Yeah, I guess that's about food.
You probably eat that bear for a year.
A coat or some weapons, nigga. Yeah. Because of his claws and shit. His leg bone would be a bat.
Yeah. You'd be using, because you ain't coming across just anything.
Right.
You could repurpose or do whatever and
serve your purpose. That's why sometimes I'd be scared to go hiking. Because you never know what you're gonna run into. You definitely
true.
Gotta bring your gun.
Nah, yeah, gun for sure. But I'm gonna just have a dog, just cause they cross over to that, you know. They with us and shit, but they can communicate with the motherfuckers. Like, don't come over here. We'll bite your ass. Cause the bears normally, if that bear ain't like hungry or nothing, like he gonna be like, man, I ain't fucking with that damn dog, loud ass.
Yeah.
Just gonna get out the way. If you got a big dog.
Lola would be so tired, though, if I would took her on the last hike. Because, whoa, that hike was no joke.
She'll like that, though. She needs to do that shit for real, for real. I might get a puppy, nigga. Who got some puppies out there?
Yeah, it was weird. No.
It's like, I need to fix my backyard. My backyard is so fucked up.
I'm like, no, we're not.
She's embarrassing. I ain't got no time to do it, though. Like, damn. Get this fucking backyard right, man. The kids keep leaving the dog out, shitting everywhere. I just want the winter to come so I can just start over. I had it so nice earlier this year too, and then I just fell off. I don't know what happened. Well, shit, y'all got some shit y'all want to shoot out there? Let me get about this motherfucker. Gotta go do some shit.
No. I'm just passing through.
Yeah, D-Money came through real quick, man. My nigga been out here chilling, been half working, half kicking it. My nigga don't know what to do with himself. I feel like, though, that's how I was, bro. I was like, felt like I was smoking way too much. Like, nigga, you gotta get this under control. Like, calm it down.
Right. Yeah. That's why I was
one blend a day. That's my limit.
Kids started school just so we could get back in our routine.
Yeah.
You know,
school helped you out. Should throw you off.
Really. The summer and then the whole COVID shit and being home all day. Like, no. We need to get this back. How it was.
Yeah.
And it seemed, I don't know about y'all, but it seemed like don't nobody give a fuck about COVID.
Not no
but
more.
It's ramping up, like, mandatory this and that. And it's like, but you go outside and people ain't wearing masks. There ain't signs on the doors in Colorado, at least, and any other place I've been driving. Ain't nobody fucking tripping on no masks. Not once have I been told to do nothing.
Right.
No, it's not like it was last year.
Yeah.
But the regulations and the push for the vaccine is like worse than ever. Like, you would think that you outside stepping over dead people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
free vaccines,
you
get paid to get the vaccine.
You see the Biden... I think he's gonna pass that executive order
for the over 100 employee thing.
Yeah, and all federal workers and healthcare workers.
Gotta get the vaccine.
And I said, well, that's stupid, because now you're saying all these people are getting sick, but then if all these healthcare workers quit, who are going to take care of these sick people? That's kind of counterproductive.
Then you got
a lot of people are gonna die. Then
they're like, oh, sure. Well, if you took the vaccine in the beginning, it ain't effective, or you gonna be spread and shit, or blah blah blah. Like, huh?
Bullshit.
Y'all was saying this shit was safe and all, it'll protect you against it, and now it's like, it don't protect you, but we still need you to get it.
And you are, and you're gonna spread it. And you're still gonna
just take it, nigga. Take this shit.
I feel like they're the ones that started the fucking Delta shit.
And Biden be all mad when I see the clips. It seemed like he be all pissed off, like, this ain't about your fucking freedom. It's about curbing the disease. Like, nah, nigga, it seemed like you're really trying to take my freedom. Why are you so upset?
Yeah. Now I won't let you have some.
Thought we were supposed to have free choice and shit around this motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Oh, in September, Oh, in Denver, that's coming real close, like, to where people are going to have to make a decision if they get that vaccine.
Oh, it still stands? I thought they changed it.
What is it?
No, he passed the executive order.
When
Mayor Hancock in Denver. Like, you have to get the vaccine if you're a healthcare worker, like a police, fireman.
Public service and shit.
Damn. They have to get it by the end of this month, or they're gonna lose their job.
I'm glad I'm not in healthcare no more. Healthcare,
shit. I'll be shit. That just push me to the mountains. I'll be living like a motherfucking rancher or a fucking bum even before I fucking just be like, oh yeah, all right, just
a bum even.
Put it in me.
I've never lived a bum life. So I would have to like learn all that, all the bum shit.
I don't know. It's kind of like
hard, nigga, because it's gonna be cold out there, man.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder like where this is going though.
Yeah.
For real, like with this vaccine shit, because I think especially Biden, he's just like really on this shit. So it's like the later on in the year, I feel like he's gonna be like, okay. You gotta get the vaccine or you're not gonna be able to get food. You ain't gonna be able to get gas.
Yeah.
If you guys wanna live, then you better get this fucking vaccine.
Yeah, and it's like, ain't nobody fucking dead around this motherfucker. I hear about it sometime, like, oh, so-and-so died of COVID. And I always just think, like, are you sure, nigga? And
we just had someone that was on... someone on the live say that they asked to put COVID on their death certificate. Like, they were going to pay him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is, like, a regular person on our shit. Like
helps to listen.
It's like, you don't...
We don't know if these people...
Common sense is just not common at all. That's just, like, rare now. Like, you can't just gather this information and make a decision for yourself. Because you still got all those people like, oh, fucking get vaccinated. It's like, all y'all that went and got vaccinated, then they turned on y'all and said y'all was spreading the shit worse than unvaccinated people. And you still are, so what? Just get the booster.
You guys like, are selfish.
Yeah. I'm like, man, if you don't see that now, they pushed you to get the vaccine, and you were supposed to be cool after that. And then they like, nah, actually, the people with the vaccine is the ones dying.
They're the ones spreading it.
And like, get it anyway.
Yeah, put your mask back on.
It'll make you less likely to get sick. It don't mean you ain't going to get sick.
Right.
It just means you're less likely to die when you get it. I'll just take my chances. Because
you will get
sick. If I'm supposed to die, I guess I'm just supposed to die. Like, yeah. That's what people don't understand. Like, you cannot change your fate. Yeah. Like, you know?
That, and there's just something, right, you can't tell your I guess that's what I was going to say, too. I was just going to say, there's some shit you can't control, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. If you're going to die, you're gonna, you know? It's like, nigga, and some things, too, like, some people are reacting to that shit badly, nigga. Like, I've had the flu shot, and it has fucked me up physically. Not really, like, respiratory or nothing like that, like, how people getting really sick or nothing. But, like, my skin, nigga. It was fucking my skin up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And it was like for 2 years. Like that shit stayed for like 2 years.
Rashay's fucking cream was the only thing that fucking helped, nigga. For real.
Mm-hmm. The doctors kind of didn't even know what to do. They're like, we don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Rashay, you need to start looking your shit. I'm telling you, my fucking skin was burnt. It looked burnt, nigga. Like, you could still see remnants of that shit. But it would hurt, bro. Like, I couldn't sleep. Cause it was just burning off. Like
it looked like
burning.
Got burnt.
Yeah,
like it really did.
That's how it felt. My skin was like in the process of burning. Like I was like, I never had no eczema like this. It's usually like bumpy kind of.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes.
But it was just like a scab, like all the way, like
down
all
my back of my shin.
It was
like,
weird.
My calf. I mean,
what?
Dude.
I feel like you're supposed to get sick every now and then, and.
Yes.
There's always going to be mutations and stuff, and yeah, you're going to catch it eventually, then you're going to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need nobody's help to to make me not get sick, for one. And then now you're saying, oh, you'll still get sick. You just got less of a chance of dying.
Yeah, right.
Well, the death rate is less than 1% anyway, so I got a good chance of not dying in the first place, nigga, without the shot.
Right.
And then it just looks bad because they're testing everybody. Like, you know? So we did not test for the cold and all that. Then that would have been a pandemic too. Shit. Like, everybody gets a cold. Like, you know?
Yeah, I know. There was this lady I used to work with. She would cough all day, every day.
Oh, my God.
Before COVID.
Right. Just imagine now. Huh? She would...
I was complaining. I called her coffee, my nigga. This bitch wouldn't stop fucking coughing. And she was annoying, too. She
but just imagine now. Like, she probably...
They might have ran her underground. Right? She like, I remember I was in the post office, and there was a lady with a baby. So I was like, I had to cough. And like, shit, niggas cough. Right. And I be smoking and shit. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't want people to feel uncomfortable.
I know.
And I'm trying to hold it in. And I made the craziest sound, nigga. Like, I don't think you could ever replicate it. It was way worse than the cough or a right. sneeze from me trying to hold in the cough. And everybody looked at me anyway. And I'm just sitting there like, all right. Like, all right.
This nigga's dying.
Because I'm trying to hold in a cough. Like,
that happened to me at Walmart.
A normal bodily function.
Yeah.
That happened to me at Walmart, though, but it was way worse because then I had a cough attack.
That's worse when that happened.
And then they just was like.
It's damn near like you just want to drop your shit and just walk out. Like, nigga, fuck it. I'm going to try some other store.
I did, and it was a long line. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I just kept coughing. Like, right, they did. They all tried to scoot away.
Yeah.
Sick ass. Like, man, yeah, that's just.
I think it was the mask, though. Like, just restricting my breathing. Like, it made me have to cough. Like,
them little fibers be fucking me up.
That's funny. Well, shit, man. Y'all niggas, shoot your shit out. Fucking get the shit. The Instagram.
Mine's Caddy the Mac 26 with a K.
You can follow me, Truth from the Six, on Instagram, Players Podcast, on Twitter. Alright? We out of here, man. I got shit to do. Alright? Y'all niggas be cool. Y'all keep it smooth. Shit, I didn't even do the intro, huh?
No, we just went in. They had the music.
I hella did not do the intro, but y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing, and y'all keep saying, playing, gone.
This fucking fish is amazing.
That nigga is hard. I love
that motherfucker. I don't think I ever seen one like that. He's just really with the fins all there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say he's like mesmerizing. Like, he's really because nice. He just like, and then like he's
he has
like
a different attitude too.
Blue, some of the different angles.
Yeah, that's a cold ass fucking fish.
I know. I wish we could put him in the tank.